Good Sunday morning. We begin with our brand new NBC News poll, which brings more warning signs for President Biden and his reelection campaign. One of our pollsters tells us we are looking at a, quote, presidency in peril. With the general election just 9 months away, President Biden has declined on every measure since 2020, is struggling with key elements of his base, and now trails former President Donald Trump by wide margins on the issues voters say are most important to them.
A presidency in peril. NBC's Meet the Depressed is sounding the alarm over yet another polling disaster for bumbling Biden. We're going to get into the numbers. We're going to see precisely where Trump is crushing it. And we're going to see why things are even worse than the Biden cheerleaders over at NBC could have ever imagine. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. So if you haven't even done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. And before we see the five-alarm fire that the legacy media is panicking over, we need to first realize that we can't rescue our nation if we don't first take care of ourselves. Now, did you know that the latest data from the American Heart Association indicates that adults with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without? And to make matters even worse, the American Liver Foundation says that 100 million Americans have fatty liver. And that's, of course, because we throw everything at our livers: cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, statins, cigarettes. That's why so many of us have a sluggish, fatty liver that makes us gain weight and lose energy. But thanks to today's sponsor, there's a very real solution. Liver Health Formula is an all-natural supplement which contains 12 clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect your liver. It's manufactured right here in the USA and approved by independent American doctors. And if you click on that link below right now, you could try Liver Health Formula and receive a free bottle of blood sugar formula when you order today. So don't wait. Don't let a fatty liver keep you sluggish and inactive. Gang, as many of you know, I myself recently lost over 60 pounds and could say it was one of the best decisions I've made. So now it's your turn. Click on that link below or go to getliverhelp.com/Turley and claim your free bonus gift. That's getliverhelp.com/Turley.
These are some truly stunning numbers.
They really are, Kristen. And let's just start with the bottom line. When you ask folks, hey, if it's the general election and it's Trump versus Biden, in our poll, Donald Trump now leads Joe Biden by 5 points. Compare that to the last time we polled back in November. Trump was ahead then, but it was only by 2 points. It's even more significant when you look at it this way. Over time, we have been testing for 5 years now, going back to 2019, a Biden-Trump matchup. Remember, 2019, 2020, Joe Biden led. He led big in every single one of our polls. For the first time in November, Donald Trump polled ahead in our poll, and now at 5 points, this is the biggest lead NBC has ever had in 16 polls for Donald Trump over Joe Biden. And of course, undergirding all of this is this question of, he is the incumbent, Joe Biden. We ask voters, what do you think of the job he's doing? And look at that, Kristen, 37% approve, and now 60% disapprove.
So there you have it. This is the latest poll that dropped from NBC this weekend. And what we've got to appreciate here, historically, if you see how NBC has been polling Trump and Biden over the last 4 years, Trump never was in the lead. NBC polling has been one of the worst when it comes to Trump. Going back to 2019, it was always Biden in the lead. At one point, he was leading Trump by 14 freaking points in October 2020. Now that's officially over. Even NBC, which again has been traditionally hostile to Trump, never even came close to tying Biden, let alone surpassing him in nearly 20 polls since 2019. Now today, Trump has not just surpassed Biden, he's literally running away with it. Simply put, Biden is getting completely crushed in virtually every category in the crosstabs, including having whether or not he has the necessary mental and physical health to be president. Trump is winning by nearly 20 points among white voters. He's up 19 with independents. He's winning Hispanics. And when it comes to the issues, Biden is literally getting stomped on every single one. Trump is beating Biden by an unassailable 22 points on the economy. And we can see why. I mean, a number of economists and business leaders are arguing that in many ways we're already in a recession. And when you add the growing inflation numbers we got in December, it's more like a stagflation, where higher prices for the staples of the economy, food, heat, mortgages and the like, are met with a retraction in the periphery, with entertainment, restaurants, vacation industry, they begin to recede. So it's called stagflation. And the key here is that, as we often point out, no incumbent has ever successfully gone on to win re-election whenever a recession occurred in the last 2 years of his presidency. And we're seeing that curse play out in real time. Biden is seeing polling numbers that make Bush Sr.'s numbers look magnanimous by comparison. Remember Bush Sr.'s re-election bid was haunted by the recession of 92, which Bill Clinton and his strategist James Carville exploited masterfully with the whole "it's the economy, stupid" campaign. Bush Sr.'s job approval back then, at this point in his re-election bid, was 5 points higher than Biden's. Bush was still in the low 40s. Biden's now in the mid-30s. And it gets worse. You ready for this? Trump is crushing Biden on securing the southern border by an astronomical 25 points. Now, why is that even worse than the numbers for the economy? Well, it's because the latest Harvard-Harris poll ranks illegal immigration as the number one issue of concern among voters. 35% ranked illegal immigration as the nation's number one concern, jumping 7 points just in the last month, even outscoring the economy, which was number two. Gang, even freaking Dr. Phil was at the border. Check this out.
Texas law enforcement has seized over 454 million lethal doses of fentanyl during this border mission. Governor Abbott has said that the federal government has broken the pact between the United States federal government and the states. Governor Abbott says President Biden has refused to enforce those laws and has even violated them. The result is a humanitarian crisis unlike anything we've seen before, smashing records for illegal immigration by wasting taxpayer dollars to tear open Texas border. Security infrastructure. Governor Abbott says President Biden has enticed tens of thousands of illegal immigrants away from 28 legal entry points along the Texas border and into the dangerous and deadly waters of the Rio Grande. According to the Department of Homeland Security, since President Biden took office, more than 6 million illegal immigrants have crossed Texas' southern border in just 3 years. That's more than the population of 33 different states in this country. And what about our Vice President, Kamala Harris? Did you know she's our country's immigration czar? Guess how many times she's been to the border? Once.
So what does all of this mean? Well, very simply, what it means is Trump has a 20-plus point lead on the top two issues for voters of 2024. 20 freaking point leads in the top two issues. I mean, you want to talk about a 5-alarm fire for Biden, there you go. And again, when you further dig into the numbers, we can see what's really going on here. When all is said and done, Biden is actually seeing mass defections, and I mean mass defections among his own voters. Biden's 2020 voters are basically leaving him. And the key demographic that he's lost are, of course, Latinos. Back in 2020, Biden won Latinos by 30 points. Now he's actually losing the Latino vote. The NBC poll has him down 1 point to Trump, but the latest USA Suffolk poll has Trump leading among Hispanics by an astounding 5%. And when you drill down even further, you can see that it's actually the non-white working class, both Black and Latino, that's really abandoning Trump. Biden won the non-white working class vote by nearly 50 points in 2020. That lead today has been cut down to 16 points. I mean, you have to grasp the significance of that kind of attrition, that kind of depletion in the vote margins, again, among traditionally key Democrat voters, is politically devastating. Again, Obama won the non-white working class voter by nearly 70 points. And now that margin has dwindled to just 16. So essentially what we're seeing with these polls is that Trump has solidified his GOP base. He's won over independents by a near 20-point margin, and now he's effectively tapping into Biden's base, particularly with Latino and non-white working-class voters. Biden is literally politically hemorrhaging voters at this point. And again, given the historical trends, he's only going to further go down in terms of approval as 2024 unwinds. So now you see why the legacy media is panicking. It really is a five-alarm fire for the bumbling Biden White House. As many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.